Well, hey there, it's Deb's the Horoscope Lady, and it's March 6, 2008, and I asked this week, like I do every single week, do you know where your planets are? I'm telling you, it does help to know where they are, and the sun is still in Aquarius, 22 degrees exactly, and let me see, Uranus is there in Aquarius too, 24 degrees, it's been there for a while, of course, and the moon's also in Aquarius, so Aquarians, sidereal sun sign Aquarians are having a high cycle right now. That means the Leos are having a low cycle. I'll talk about that in a minute. The North Node is in Aquarius. Can't see that. It's a point, but it's an important one. Mars is in Gemini. The South Node and Saturn are both in Leo. Let me see what's rising here on the East Coast right now is Virgo. Pluto is down underneath, so if you're in Australia listening, you can probably see Pluto. No, you can't see in the sky because of daylight down there, but it's in 6 degrees of Sagittarius. Jupiter's in 22. Over there in Capricorn, rounding us out, are Chiron, Mercury, Venus, and Neptune. All right, now if that sounded like way too much information, that's okay. Information is good. It's good to absorb what you can and let the rest go. High cycles and low cycles, let's talk about that. I'll tell you what, though, I am in a whirlwind. I am a I'm a mom, and yes, as any mom out there will tell you, you get involved in school things and whatnot, and they get going. And, Lord, I don't know about you all, but I am not exhausted by children. I am energized by children. They do keep you on your toes. They've got a lot of energy, and it is just fun. It is absolutely fun to be around them. And I'm running the International Festival this week, so if you hear the phone ringing in the background, I will not pick it up. But I've had 17 phone calls. Oh, there goes another one. 17 phone calls in the last 2 hours over this festival, but that'll be okay. We'll let that ring. I'm sorry I didn't do anything about it. All right, high cycles and low cycles. I want to talk about those this evening. When you say in astrology that someone's having a high cycle, it's very much like a biorhythm high cycle. It does not guarantee that everything is going to go okay. It does not guarantee that, you know, this is the best day to hit the lottery. It doesn't say it's going to be a bad day either. But what it does say is that emotionally and even physically, you are at the strongest point, and it's a three-day thing, that you are for the whole month. You are, if you're going to have any physical contests or even you've got to go up against, you know, like at work you're having problems and you want to have a meeting with someone, I always tell people, go in on your high cycle. And the high cycle happens when the moon, which takes 1 month, 28 days to go through all the constellations, is in your natal sun sign, the sun sign you were born with, and of course I am talking sidereal. And like I said, it doesn't guarantee things will go better for you or, you know, but you'll be able to handle it better. And that's the important thing with that. Low cycles, you can have a terrific day on a low cycle day. But I guarantee you, if something goes wrong, you get upset easier, and you're more tired at the end of the day. You just don't have all the juice. You just don't. It doesn't mean you can't have a great day. It doesn't mean that you cannot run a marathon. But know that you're not going to be at the top of your game, whatever that is. So it's just kind of a handy little thing to know about. I personally, on low cycle days, what I will do is I do not schedule, you know, heavy work, and I certainly make a point not to overstretch myself. If I've got difficult people that I need to talk to, I do my best not to make it on those days because I don't want to take anything they say personally. You know, it's like, and it's much easier to take things personally and not to be more objective about it if you're having, you know, the low cycle. And the low cycle, again, is when the moon, transiting moon, is opposed your natal sun sign. And again, that, of course, is all in sidereal. Oh, that's not my water coming. Oh, well. Let me see. What else is going on? Of course, the big, you know, brouhaha about who is going to make it. Is it going to be Obama or is it going to be Hillary Clinton? That the Democrats, because they're pretty much neck and neck at this point, and see what exactly is going to happen. And being from the Northern Virginia area in Washington, D.C., I absolutely cannot help but to look at this. So that's why I do that. And let me pull those up right now. I said I have been just doing mom stuff for all week long, so I got a phone call here. I got kind of caught off guard. Okay, Barack Obama. He was born August 4th, 1961. When he was born, the sun was actually in 18 degrees of Cancer. Got a lot of Leo. He comes across very much like a Leo, and I know tropical astrologers would say that he is a Leo, but he's not. He is a Cancer. And Cancers are patriotic by nature. Now, what they're patriotic to, certainly you think of the country that you're born in, but their heritage, their family, the community that they've adopted, they can be patriotic to all of that just as well, and they'll choose one. He comes across as a strong Leo because he's got Mars there, was that masculine energy there. He's got Pluto there. He's got the part of fortune. He has his north node there, which is his desires, and he's got Uranus there. So he's got that packed 11th house all in Leo. He has Libra rising, you know, which can give you a great speaker and a very pleasant, appealing, you know, kind of person, which is nice. But what does he have? Ooh, man, he's got this coming up, and I said this last week, or I believe I did, transiting Mars, which is in Gemini and has been there a very long time. We are so glad it's going to be out by the end of April. April 28th, it moves on to Cancer. But in 2 days, it runs over his Venus. It's within orb now, and that means it's influencing now. And that's him and Hillary going back and forth, and, you know, Mrs. Clinton, I should say, you know, arguing with each other, fussing with each other. And I would expect in the next day or so, he is really going to lose it. Now, I know his grandmother came out and was defending him in some way, shape, or form, very much like, who did that before? It's kind of a play, you know. It's like have the women in your life come out and say, you know, nice things about you, because if you said it, you would sound like, you know, you were being defensive. And that's okay, you know. Relatives certainly have the right to defend their own. But I'm expecting in the next 2 days for him to kind of lose it because he will have just had enough of it, you know, kind of thing. Now, I will tell you, he does change residence. Barack Obama will change residence in 2009. He does move. Now, where he moves, I'm not sure. Is he moving to Washington, D.C.? Well, I'm not sure where he's going. Because Hillary Clinton, what's going on with her right now? She was born October 26, 1947. She has Gemini rising, so at Mars, it's been hanging out in Gemini for ever so long. It's been in her first house. It's very energizing. It's also exhausting to have it there, and it has certainly changed. I mean, you know, she's gone through changes in how she's presenting herself, you know, and had to. She's been forced to, and it's very Martian itself, you know, and I don't think I've seen the woman in a skirt, and I don't know how long. This whole campaign, it seems to me she's been in pants, which, again, is this very masculine. I assume somebody told her that that was the way to instill confidence, you know, and do it like that, but for whatever reason that is. What she has coming up very quickly, and I had seen this earlier, well, I saw it last week and then earlier this week, to say, see, she's got that Uranus up there in her ninth house, getting ready to go into that tenth house, on top of that moon. See, that's not so, I'm not crazy about it being on top of that moon, but it will certainly be going into that tenth house, changing her career, her status, and that's going to be happening, you know, in 2009. Also, she does not look like she actually will change residence for another, well, I guess she could. See, right now, when astrologer looks at when people are going to move, and this is where last year, looking at Tony Blair's chart, I had said, you know, I don't know if his parliament's going to get, you know, fed up with him or not, or turn against him, mainly because of his association, you know, with the United States and, you know, them getting dragged into the war deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. But, you know, and I've always actually been kind of a big Tony Blair fan, so, you know, I didn't want to see that, but I said he is definitely changing residence, in the summer of 2007 because you know, the planets were moving, and that was it. So, or 2000, when was that? Well, at any rate, what happened was he stepped down, graciously stepped down. Didn't have to, you know, have anybody change of his Saturn moving into his fourth house. He didn't have to, you know, nobody threw him out. He decided himself to change. So he changed residences. When Saturn moves into people's fourth houses, our ninth houses, sometimes their fifth, I expect to see them change residence. Jupiter, too, of moving into some of those houses, or into the seventh house, you're changing societies. Those are classic astrological things to look for. And it's important when you're looking to see who's going to win a presidential race, you know, who's going to be moving. Again, Hillary Clinton has got her Saturn moved into her third house. That's her neighborhood, her community last year. Typically, people don't buy new houses when Saturn's in their third house. They redo what I call their kitchen. You know, they're redoing their kitchen, their yard. They're getting their house fixed up to sell. Or if they bought their house the year before, 2 years before, when Saturn was in their second house, again, it's kind of a money house, drain on the money, then they spend those 2 years starting to repair their house. But I don't generally see them moving there. Saturn does not move into her fourth house until, when does that go in? 2000, I'm looking for the book here. It might not even go in until 2010. I'm going to check on that because that's important. Saturn will get out of Leo and go into Virgo. And that is going to determine when she moves. Now, of course, she cannot take the White House without moving there. It's not a new place for her to be. She's been there before, you know, kind of returning to a neighborhood. And I'm not, you know, I hate sloppy astrology, and I really do, and people are like, well, it could be this, it could be that. But it's so up in the air with these two that it's almost a repeat of Gore and Bush. It's like both their charts were so energized, which is what you're looking for. Both their charts are so switched to moving, you know, in certain directions, which one was it going to be? And, you know, there's no getting around that it is, you know, both these charts look exactly like that. And I will be talking about McCain's chart in a minute because obviously, you know, that is definitely who the Republicans are putting up. And I'm doing this one really quick check, and you're just going to have to ignore that phone like I am. I said, those are school calls coming, and you know, happy to be doing all that. Oh, goodness. Run. I'm looking for this. It's retrograding. Yeah, it's not going to be till 2010. Yeah, absolutely. So there's no way she would be buying property and probably not moving anywhere until, you know, there we go. It is September 9th. September 10th, 2009. So it is 2009, but not until September. So she wouldn't get completely moved in until September? I don't know. I mean, that's a possibility. But both of them are certainly changing where they live. But Hillary, not until much, much later. And to me, that is, as far as picking a winner for this contest, it's much more fascinating to be able to focus in on their, you know, because they're both in the public limelight. Can't get away from that. But to focus in on where they will be physically, what they will physically be doing, what kind of things they'll be going through, that to me is a much more, you know, real indicator of, you know, who's going to be the next president of the United States. I'm going to see what McCain, get him up here, type that in. I know he has got a aspect coming up that is very tough for someone. He's got an upset coming up. So I don't think he's going to get it. Oh, this is too funny. This is not giving me what I want. I'm going to be looking at for politicians here because I'd like to give you all the exact date. And it's very close to the election where he has this huge upset. And, you know, sometimes it's a funny, upsets look like good things. And I know that's almost an oxymoron, but it's not. It's like It's like if you won the lottery in your astrological chart, that would show up as an upset, you know, because your life would change so dramatically. Sometimes when people fall in love, just like, boom, they meet someone and fall in love, it shows up as an upset because their life is not, you know, staying the same that it was. It can't stay the same, that kind of thing. Oh, where the heck is that? Because I really want to give you all the correct date, and you can go back and listen to that later on. I don't mind being wrong, much more than I mind being sloppy in my astrology. So if you all bear with me just one more minute, I'm going to see if I can find that. Where the heck is that? That's just annoying. I know I had it. I've been looking at this chart over and over and over again. And no, there's no Mercury retrograde. I have had some people call and say, what in the world is going on in the sky? Because things are happening. And I'm like, no, I think they're just happening in your chart. I think for the most part, it's not letting me have it. Isn't that funny? It's just not letting me have it. Okay, well, I'll switch out of something else and go on. And perhaps at some point, it'll decide it's a computer and it's supposed to be a tool. And it will do that. All right, let's see what is happening. I know there was craziness in North Carolina today with a young lady being shot. I don't think that was anything in the sky particular except that how it related to her chart. And people will call and often, you know, ask those questions where, you know, we've had this horrible thing happen. And you have to look at either the city that it's happening in or you have to look at the person's chart, because the only reason we know about it is because of the news media today. Outside of that, you know, you wouldn't hear about these horrible calamities that happen, you know, with over a couple hundred miles, you know, from your own home. I mean, how would you if you did not have the news that reports almost instantly everywhere now? I'm looking. Oh, I wanted to look one for more place to see what our former president, oh, it's not even giving me that, former President Clinton is doing to see about where he's moving. Okay, well, my computer's being finicky, so we're going to look at George Bush's chart. And, okay, George Bush, born July 6, 1946. When he was born, the sun was in Gemini. And I know people will argue that. It's like, oh, no, he's not a good public speaker. Gemini, you know, it's funny. Gemini really doesn't, it talks about communications. It talks about from the person's point of view, wanting to communicate or have communications or to learn things. It says nothing, and certainly guarantees nothing, about someone being an excellent speaker of, in any way, shape, or form. You know, just because you want to stay in contact with people and you want communication does not mean you're good at public speaking. It's one of the things that get confused here. The constellation Gemini does not rule that. Where your Mercury, that rules that, you know, and also other houses in the chart rule whether you're comfortable speaking publicly or not, you know, how well you are, you know, as an eloquent speaker or even a writer. But constellation Gemini has absolutely nothing to do with that. It's just one of the things that we kind of got latched on. Anyway, so he's got his sun in Gemini there, and of course he's got Cancer rising, which is one reason he's not so good in the public. Cancer risings rarely are. They're too sensitive. Now, before, you know, everyone calls up, you know, furious about the war and all the rest of that, that has nothing to do with the fact of, you know, how people relate to their world. And Cancer is patriotic. That constellation itself is extremely patriotic, particularly if you have your Mercury there, as he does. He has Saturn, of course, the ascendant, Mercury, Pluto, Venus, all right there in that first house. All right, what's he going to be doing? See, he gets stopped. And what his legacy is, I think, gets stopped. He's got transiting Saturn coming up to his natal Mars. Now, how that's going to translate out, and it always does, well, he's a lame duck president at this point. Nobody has to pay attention unless they think, of course, the Republican Party is going to win. Because the last thing you want to do is, even though he, you know, the person is not the president anymore, if his party stays in power, he essentially will have more influence, have more power himself. You know, he can, you know, make the rounds when he wants to and, you know, help influence things, you know, jolly things along, so to speak. I am hoping that it is not. Sometimes when Saturn takes 28 years to go around, so occasionally when it comes around and conjuncts a man's Mars, like it's going to be doing with President Bush, that's in August. Yeah, it's August 21st to be exact. Sometimes it is the male parent or brother or grandparent leaving this plane, which is not, you know, you don't want that for anybody. That would certainly put a halt to a lot of things that he's doing. You know, it's nothing clears a calendar like a death in the family or even someone close to you being very sick. So, I don't know. This summer will be extremely rough for President Bush, and please, I know, I'm a Democrat too. But, you know, you just don't wish bad things on people. There's no point in it. And, yes, we all have to go through the grief of our parents passing, and preferably that than the other way around. But it's still not a lot of fun to have it happen. Okay, I'm going to try one more time to get John McCain's chart information up here just to see, just so I can tell you what I saw last week. That really, I mean, it just stuck out so wide. It's like, okay, I don't know who the Democrats are going to put up right now, and I honestly don't. Their charts are just so close. But I can't imagine at this point. I know it was suggested that they would run together. With what's going to be happening in the next couple of days, I know Obama is going to mouth off and get very angry at a woman. I don't think it's going to be his wife. Certainly not his beloved grandmother. So if he gets, you know, just too ugly out there, there is no way in the world they're going to reconcile and run together. It's just the silliest thing in the world. How could they? I mean, I know politics make strange bedfellows and all that, but how in the world could they? So let me try one more time to open up McCain, and if not, I'm going to go online because it's just too good to let go. While we're talking about all this, and you know, we're coming down to it must be decided. I did want to see what John Edwards was doing. That was the other one I wanted to see. Edwards originally was, I wanted to see Edwards and Clinton running together. I think he had a darn good chart for it, and I think the possibility certainly looked good for both of them together, because that's when you're running for president, the vice president, if you look at the combined charts of the two and to see how they carry through, they ought to look the same. You know, both of them, if both of them look a little good together, it ought to look great. What you don't want to see is one of those charts looks really good and the other one doesn't look so good because you thought, okay, well, no matter what's happening, one of them's going to have something really good happen and the other one isn't, and that does not sound like they're doing something together. Kind of thing. Okay, John Edwards was born June 10th, 1953. He was a Taurus. He is a Taurus, actually, Sun in Taurus, 26 degrees. His moon is in Taurus. Jupiter's in Taurus. He's healthy as a horse, if nothing else. He's got Gemini rising again, like Hillary Clinton. Gemini rising. So that's one reason I thought they would make such a good team together, because I know they got quite unpleasant with each other, but they're both about communication. They're both about talking. They are both very upfront about who they are and how they are, and it would just, you know, I think it would be such a good ticket together. And again, he will be moving, you know, his chart shows him moving about the same time, you know, Hillary Clinton's going to be moving. I don't know, if they picked each other, you know, she picked him as a running mate, which could easily happen if he has not pledged his delegates yet to anybody. If he pledged them to her, you know, she could easily turn around and say, you know, hey, you know, come on with me. Right now, he has transiting Jupiter, which is in Sagittarius. It's in his seventh house. It's all about new people, new social things, new society. of course, opposing everything in his first house, and the last thing being that Uranus, which means he's going to surprise the heck out of people. Now, it's 22 degrees on one side and 23 degrees on the other, so they are within a week of this happening. So I think there's going to be an announcement in the next week where he's going to put his delegates, who he's going to throw his support to. And that, I think, is going to surprise, of course, it'll surprise everybody but him. I think he's already made up his mind which direction he's going to go in, and just kind of waiting for the right moment and to make sure the direction he wanted to go in is still viable. He is natally, his transiting Jupiter is trining natally his Venus and Mars. And so he's getting along with women quite well right now, getting support from them, and they are responding well to him. So it's, you know, it's kind of a nice arrangement there for both of them to go together. I know I'm still pulling on that, and there's a couple friends who are just like, would you please stop? And, you know, I'm still predicting it, okay? I am still predicting it, thinking it's the place to go. I've had a couple more, and I know I didn't update BBS webpage, so I guess my webpage on BBS this week. But a couple people had asked about the Isagenix program that I have been on, and I'm going to have to get a before and after picture. It's a very nice picture that's up there right now. I paid a lot for that picture, actually. They have, you know, professional, you know, set out there and got like 250 pictures taken, and I went with that one. It's a nice picture. But you can see, it's like, oh, my gosh, you know, my face looks 10 years younger because I've dropped weight. And I didn't go on this Isagenix thing to lose weight specifically. I went on as a cleansing because I've been getting sick quite a bit over the winter, which is something that had not happened. I have a strong constitution, and I'm not used to getting sick, and all of a sudden I realized I'm having reoccurring ear infections, which, you know, I hadn't had since I was a child. I was getting the flu. My voice was going. I thought, what the heck is this? And was, you know, a friend of mine said, you know, you got to try this stuff. And she said that quite often, and she wasn't pushy about it, but, you know, occasionally when I was sick, she would mention it. And what happened was, she was actually also a client of mine, and she said, look, I want to pay you in product, you know, instead of paying you cash, is that okay? And I'm like, oh, don't do that, you know, but I said, okay, fine, you know, I will take product. And she said, look, I'm giving you retail, you know, $100 more than what you'd normally have for, you know, charge for your chart. I said, okay, fine. Well, let me tell you, and if you've heard me say this before, just bear with me, because someone had called about January, I guess, when I just started doing it, and the first thing I noticed, of course, was my ear infection cleared up. I mean, I'd been doing antibiotics and whatnot, but they had not worked, you know, but doing them, stopping. I'd done homeopathic stuff, I was having Reiki, I was going through all that, and could not get my daggone ears to clear. With 9 days doing the 9-day cleanse pack, my ear infection was completely gone. I didn't have a fever. I felt good, and that was the first time somebody said to me, oh my gosh, you know, what are you doing to lose weight? And it wasn't just because I'd been sick and not feeling like eating. It's like, you know, my cheekbones were more prominent. And I said, oh, well, I was doing this, and I did feel good. So I went ahead and I started on the 30-day cleanse pack. And I thought, you know, you get to be a half a century old, even though I have eaten well most of my life. You know, there's just, you know, a lot of white flour, a lot of refined things, a lot of stuff in food that, you know, I would rather not have in food, but it's just there. You know, why not do this? So I went through that 30-day, getting ready to start another 9-day, and I can tell you I have more energy. My memory is actually better. I mean, I had, like most people, just gone ahead and said, oh, well, I can't remember that, you know, it's middle-aged brain, or, you know, I'm a busy mom, or, you know, whatever the excuse is. I'm not getting enough sleep, got too much on my plate. But now I realize it's because I didn't have the nutrients that I need, even though I took vitamins, even though I ate well, and I have had all this gunk in my body that my body had to process through. So I can tell you my memory's better. I'm waiting for my eyesight to get better. That I'm hoping is the next thing. because this stuff is called Isagenics. It's a whole food line, you know, product. A lot of shakes, a lot of drinks. They do have bars. They call everything ISA, which to me, I wish they had a little bit more creative marketing, but that's okay. They're trying to do a branding thing. ISA Delights, which are these chocolates. They are to die for chocolates, and they're filled with amino acids and vitamins and minerals. And you can have one of these, and not only is your sweet tooth satisfied, you're actually getting protein into your body. And it tastes like chocolate. It doesn't taste like a carob bar or, you know, one of those, you know, phony things. It's real. It's thick. It's dark chocolate. And you can chew into it. You can crunch into it. It's not soft. It's not a truffle. It is excellent. And, you know, cost actually about what you would pay for a truffle at a Godiva shop. So, I mean, that's no surprise there, but so much better for you. Now, they do sell it. It is a multi-level marketing thing. That's the only thing. You can't go in and buy it at a store. So if you are interested in starting yourself on a cleanse, or if you need to lose a lot of weight, they do have a website called Weight Loss Hall of Fame. It's the Weight Loss Hall of Fame, and it's all these people who have gone on the Isagenics diet over the years, and, you know, they have the before pictures, and some of them have several before, after, 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 after. And they've got their stories up there. It is amazing to me that every single one of these people look younger, and they're actually, it's not, you know, you look at some of these before and after pictures and you think, oh my gosh, well, you know, they just made that person look dirty, you know, in the first one, they even have a dirty shirt on them or something. In the after picture, you know, they've got makeup, they've got their hair done, you know, the rest of that. But these are real people, and they look like real people all the way through. And yes, the after picture looks better. They're usually wearing jewelry or they're smiling. The women are. And I'm thinking, well, that has to do with how they feel about themselves, too. You know, that's it. It's a whole attitude thing that goes with that. But if you are interested in purchasing product, you know, to do a cleanse or to lose weight, whatever that is, then you can see it on the information about the show today, even though it's not updated. It's up there. But you go to Debs Detox, DebsDetox, that's Debs Detox, DebsDetox, dot Isagenics, Isagenix.com. And you, last thing you want to do is buy retail. Now, if you don't want to give them your Social Security number, you don't want to sell the stuff, you say, no, I'm not interested in selling, I just want to buy, then you sign yourself up as a preferred customer. It'll cost you $36 with the auto ship every month, which you can go in and change easily. Get your own web page. And I'm telling you, it is the one thing I have done in a long, 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 long time for myself that is making not only a difference now, but it's going to make a lasting difference. So for those of you who are interested in detoxing or weight loss, please go to Debs, D-E-B-S, Detox, D-E-T-O-X, dot ISA, I-S-A, Genix, G-E-N-I-X.com. Sign yourself up as a preferred customer. If you're reasonably healthy, start with a 9-day pack. If you've got a lot of weight to lose or you're having heart problems in particular, start with a 30-day cleanse pack. And then after that, or if you're, they've got sports packs. If you're reasonably healthy and you just want to make sure you're getting your vitamins and your nutrients in a good way, maybe you're a student that does late nights and beginning to do too many hamburgers a night and too many cups of coffee. You might want to just do the Total Health and Maintenance Pack, which is about $100 cheaper, I think. But this is food for the month. This is not just, you know, for the week. I know there's some weight loss systems out there that food's very expensive for the week. This is a 30-day supply, means a 2/3 of your meals for 30 days for the cleanse, and one of your meals per day for the total health and maintenance. But, okay, that's enough of that there. I would invite you, though, if you like what you hear on BBS Radio, don't forget to go to BBS at some point and hit the donate button and, you know, let Don and the guys know that you really appreciate them being out there, or to purchase things, of course, from any of the BBS hosts. Okay, I am going to try one more time here to get John McCain's information. Absolutely, track. cracks me up. I can't get it, so I'm going out to get it because it's important to know who is running and how they're going to run. I think he is having certainly problems from, you know, his own party is not happy with him because he's not conservative enough. But I'm thinking, I don't know what in the world they expect. You know, if they expect him to win and he's coming across, you know, completely right wing, that's not going to happen. So, like I said, I am up here. I might as well give her a plug, astrodatabank.com, which the dearly departed Lois Rodden started a long time ago, and it's just got people's birth information up there. She has plenty of free things. And if you buy some of the programs, which I have certainly done, like just letting you know, I'm talking about the Astro Data Bank people, they really do a very nice job of finding out birth information and also tracking down the times for you. I have myself gone in and corrected some of those birth times. I didn't think those were quite right, but they still do a brilliant job and should be applauded for what they've done for so long. Okay, we're in the politicians. You know, Al Gore actually would be the one to run. If I was Barack Obama and I won, I'd pick Al Gore to run with me because he's got the contacts, he's got the background, he's already got the green stuff in place. And Barack Obama can go on and, you know, try to hit heavy with the education and the health care, which he's been talking about quite a bit. John McCain, there you are. That's what I was looking for. Okay, I've got to translate this, of course, in sidereal. So, again, he was born August 29th, 1936. They've got a 9 a.m., which nobody trusts. And he was born in Panama. Coco Solo, is that what it was? I'll find it in Panama. And we're going to go back and see what he's going to be doing or not doing, as the case may be. Find this out. All right, I'm going to say John McCain. Let's find this. Okay, once again, he was born in August 29th. 36 and 9 a.m. Nobody was born right at 9 a.m. Astrologers never believe that. And he was born again down in Panama. And I really don't know. Somebody's more than welcome to call in if they know if his parents were diplomats or why in the world was he in Panama at the time of his birth. There we go. And now my dog's up here bothering me. It has just been an odd kind of week, but that's all right. It's a busy week. We like busy. Busy's good. Okay, let's see John McCain. John McCain, born August 29th, 1936. His sun was in Leo. It was not in the end of Leo. It was in 13 degrees of Leo. Just got there. Was not in Virgo, if you're thinking it's in Virgo. But it's actually in Leo, great deal of pride. He has Saturn, of course, coming up to his sun. And it is a great deal of pressure, but it also can be authority. It can be getting status, gaining status when Saturn comes around and is conjunct your sun. And that actually looks darn good. What does not look so good, again, is this planet Uranus. Uranus can sweep in and change everything in a heartbeat. Someone over here has written about a guy, my neighborhood wrote an article called The 10-Minute Rule, how people's lives can change so drastically in 10 minutes. And he's seen it. He's just retired as a state trooper for a very, very long time and is now a minister. And he was saying, you know, it's just people deciding to reach down and fool around with their radio or put in a CD or a movie or something while they're driving. You know, you got a half-ton vehicle hurtling down the road and you don't see something, or they lose their temper, and something, it's like instead of walking away, and they say something or do something that in 10 minutes changes everybody's life. You know, it's just kind of thing. Uranus is that 10-minute rule. Uranus is that planet. And he was asking me, you know, where does that show up in astrology? And I said it was the planet Uranus, as easy as anything else. Mercury being the other one that would make you do something like that very quickly. But John McCain has, it's more uncontrollable when it's Uranus, or it appears to be that way, where actually I've found people will set themselves up, position themselves for this, good, bad, or indifferent. Okay, Uranus is conjunct his Saturn, and this is anybody born around 1936. Uranus is conjunct his Saturn April 24th, on August 31st, and then February 2009. So not quite as close to the election time as I was originally thinking. But still, these are upsets, these are changes, these are things going on. I want to see what other planets are going through that, because that is just a heck of a lot of things happening that says, okay, you know, you're planning to do things, but it's not going to come out the way, let me see, November 2nd, November 2nd, he has, which of course is right at the election date or darn close, it's called Jupiter trining Neptune, and Jupiter opposed his midheaven. So, trining Neptune, man, it's so easy to be caught up in the, it's a lovely time, it's so easy to be caught up in the fantasy of it all and what's going on. Doesn't guarantee a lot of success, though. Guarantees a lot of coverage, guarantees having a good time. Jupiter opposed that midheaven. Let me see where the heck Jupiter is going to be at that time. Let me click that back out. Yeah, Jupiter's in his fourth house. This is his time for travel. Next year, actually, his life does look darn good. After Thanksgiving 2009, he gets to add to his life. His life does increase in a quite a few ways, which is certainly great for his wife, great for his family, and kind of things there. I'm still looking for why in the world I thought he was going to have that huge upset. Actually, his November looks darn good. Saturn opposed Saturn. Well, that's there. Saturn opposed Saturn, as well as Saturn sitting on his sun. That is exact on December 5th, but certainly an aspect, you know, that month in November. That actually is, it can give you, like I said, a ton of responsibility. It is hard. It is pressure, which is what you would expect to see if you were just elected president of the United States. I know a lot of astrologers will scream that it's restriction, yes, but if you have a lot of responsibilities, that is restriction. You know, you must get these things done. If you are responsible, you must do these things. You become the president of the United States, you must live in the White House. I mean, that's just a simple thing. You must submit to the fact there's tons of security everywhere, and you're not allowed to be alone at any point in time. And that's, there's always some surveillance somewhere, and it's for your safety, but these are things that have to happen because society is what it is. I don't know. His chart looks darn good at this point. I don't know what I saw before. Maybe I had a different birth time for him or something, because I saw, and that's what I was thinking, that Barack Obama's birth time must be wrong, because when he did so well in the primaries, the first Super Tuesday we had, by all accounts, again, Saturn, talking about Saturn, was sitting up there on his part of fortune, and that is a classic. You're out of luck aspect in astrology. So if he was born, it's 1:06 p.m., which is pretty darn exact. You know, people don't usually make up 1:06, 1:05 perhaps, but not 1:06. The part of fortune, though, is very much dependent on the birthplace time. you know, as much as anything else. And if the time changes even by 4 minutes, that part of fortune is gone. It's out of there. It's moved to somewhere else because of how it's calculated. So I was very confused by that, and I'm still looking at that because I have never, ever seen Saturn sitting on someone's part of fortune and having them have any kind of good luck. And that was the Super Tuesday, the first Super Tuesday, where, you know, he swept all those states. Certainly didn't do it in the second Super Tuesday. But out of luck, what would depend would really mean out of luck, not just, you know, a false sense of, you know, winning or anything. So I wanted to see, like I said, I wanted to see if I was, like I said, John, if I was Barack Obama, I would ask Al Gore to run with me. So I want to look and see what's happening with Al Gore. I think he would actually be a shoo-in. I know he's not interested in running for president. But I don't know if he'd be interested in running for vice president again, particularly as it would mean he could really get all the conservation things back in place like he did when he was in the White House before, and just make life safer for all of us because of it. So Uranus, again, Uranus, that planet of surprises, is hanging around his Mercury. So that's a surprise announcement of some kind. That is, let me see what that's going to be exact, because that's when that would happen. Jupiter has been in his sixth house all year, so that's people's work schedule, it's their health. When he goes into his seventh house, he will be changing society. It goes into his seventh house shortly after Thanksgiving of this year, so it'll be there all next year. So again, that would be, you know, certainly if you moved back and became vice president again, that would change your society again, doing that kind of thing. That's who I would pick if I was him. I think it would just lend credibility as well as stability to Barack Obama's cause, if that's, of course, if Al Gore would accept. And that would put him one heartbeat away from the presidency. Yeah, Al Gore very closely coming up. He's got, and this would be for anyone born around March 31st of any year. Oh, not any year. No, you still have to be born back in the 1940s. He's got an aspect coming up that says it's about, it is a mind shift. It's shifting everybody else's mind about something. And in order to have the power to do that, and he certainly has with his movie, with his book, with his lectures, with his tours, my child's third grade class is even discussing what the evidence and everything that he's worked on and given about the environment and about what we're doing to the environment with pollution and whatnot. So, you know, it's far-reaching, far more reaching than what he ever would have been able to do just remaining in the White House and having been bogged down with this war. Of course, I don't think we'd be in it quite that way, but I don't want to get off on a tangent. But it looks like he is getting ready to really convince a lot of people. Now, he has in the past, but obviously he has not convinced the people. As a matter of fact, we just had this so-called warming trend. So all these Republicans literally jumped up and said, see, we're not having, you know, this horrible reversal. We're not having, it's been a really cold winter. You know, forget the fact that the icebergs are melting. You know, we had this cold winter in a couple of places. So that's still out there. But I really think he's going to be able to convince a lot of people with this aspect coming up. And what better position to do that than to get back in the White House in some way, shape, or form. November, there's nothing, Uranus isn't doing anything. It's past that one aspect. So it's not going to be entering anything. It will be entering Al Gore's ninth house as it changes signs to Capricorn very shortly. And that will change again in 2009. That'll be there for 7 years and change. The ninth house is an interesting house. It is philosophy, certainly. It is travel. It is finding yourself, finding the oracle. But it is also having the ear of the king. I always like that old-time expression. If you had planets transiting in the ninth house, or were born natally with planets in the ninth house, you could have the ear of the king, which means certainly vice president in our parlance, or you could become to where you become president yourself. And certainly we've had presidents who had ninth house sons. They tend to be more philosophical as opposed to military in their approach to things. But he has, when Saturn's switching, might as well not forget Saturn, when Saturn switches signs next year, it will be going into his third house. He is a Cancer rising, and you hear this over and over again with politicians. Cancer is usually prominent somewhere in their chart because they have to be naturally patriotic to want to do this. So you usually find a very strong Cancer element somewhere, either a personal element or just a lot of planets there or something, because you have to be. I mean, I know there's a lot of cynicism about why people, want to run the country or want to get into politics or whatever. But I would tell you from lifelong experience, it's absolute power that corrupts absolutely. When people start out, their intentions are good. Their intentions are absolutely good. They actually do want to make a difference and they want to make a change, just like many BBS listeners, and that's why you listen to this, to gather information so you can go out and be a little bit different in the world. So, I am obviously an optimist, and I will keep my sunny side up. Thank you. Okay, so Al Gore, born March 31st, 1948. Anyone born March 31st of any year, the sun was in 17 degrees of Pisces or thereabouts, somewhere close there. And there is a sensitivity there. There is an understanding for change with that Cancer rising. Very much, I thought that was interesting when both he and Bush were running, that both of them had Cancer risings, and both of them had a lot of similarities in their background, how they were raised, in politics, around affluence, well-educated. And both of them, neither one of them are great public speakers. Al Gore has actually become a decent public speaker, or at least more relaxed speaker, after he finally left the White House, and hopefully he would bring some of that back with him. But comfortably, no. He's not great around huge crowds of people. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. Anyone who's got a water rising, Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces as a rising sign is not going to be that comfortable when there's so many different energy types that they're speaking to. If you're in a room and everybody loves you, it's a lot easier to speak than half the people are either not thinking about what you're saying at all or they're grinding their teeth getting ready to go after you. So there you go. Again, the transiting Pluto is hanging out very closely to his own natal Jupiter and Moon, rolling back and forth over that. So he's got some things going on. Oh, I know. If I got his chart in here, I wanted to look at Patrick Swayze. I know. Thinking, why is she switching to that? Because I've always kind of enjoyed him as an actor. And, of course, I don't have him in here. And he apparently has cancer now. And, so many people do. And I did actually get a question from a listener, I guess, that, asked about, cancer and stars and, pollution and just kind of went on with all kinds of things. But I wanted to say, it's like, okay, well, let's see where he is with that. I didn't read up, but I do know he has cancer, and someone wanted to know about that. So I am looking. Where's that newsmaker list? I am back, certainly, for an Astro Data Bank, looking through there again. Let's see. I don't think they're going to find him there. Nope. Not until he actually, you know, something, you know, he's in the news more than, often than that. So somebody, if you are interested, if you're listening to this, you can certainly go to mybirthchart.com or searchbythestars.com, where I put up a weekly horoscope. It's normally up at this time. It won't be up until tomorrow. But you can go to either one of those sites and look at the top of the planetary highlights. And if I have found anything, I'll put it in there. Or you can go to blogger.com over the weekend. I won't get to that until this weekend. And you go to Horoscope Lady, or Deb's the Horoscope Lady. Search on that. And I put up, again, the week ahead. And I put up any comments that have come up. I'm answering emails there to people, or questions, if I had any, that needed to be explained or expounded upon. Well, that's it for this week, and you all have a good afternoon wherever you are, or good evening, depending on the time. And like I said, I'll talk to you next week and let you know where your planets are. Bye now.